各位弟兄姐妹朋友们主安。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, peace be with you.
十架七言是主耶稣基督被钉十架所说的七句话，这七句话分别记在四福音书里。
Seven last words from the cross refer to the last seven sentences spoken by Lord Jesus Christ during his crucifixion. These seven sentences were recorded in four gospel books.
第一句话记在路加福音二十三章三十四节，主说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
The first sentence was recorded in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
第二句话记在路加福音二十三章四十三节，耶稣对他母亲说：“我。”抱歉，念错。耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。”
The second sentence was recorded in Luke 23, verse 43. He said, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
第三句话记在第十九章二十六到二十七节。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对他门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此那门徒就接他到自己的家里去了。
The third one was recorded in John chapter 19, verse 26 and 7. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved stand nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
第四句话记在马太福音二十七章四十五到四十六节和马可福音十五章三十三到三十四节。从五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴哥大尼！”就是说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
The fourth was recorded in Matthew 27 and Mark 15. In Matthew 27, verse 45 and 46, it is said, "From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in loud voice, 'My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?'"
马可福音这样说：“从五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。深处的时候，耶稣大声喊着说：‘以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴哥大尼！’换出来就是：‘我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？’”
In Mark 15:33 and 34, it is recorded: "At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out a loud voice, 'My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?'"
第五句话记在约翰福音十九章二十八节。这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为了要使圣经的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”
In John chapter 19, verse 26, it recorded the fifth sentence from Jesus. It is recorded later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty."
第六句话记在约翰福音十九章三十节。耶稣尝了那醋，就说：“成了。”便低下头，将灵魂交付神。
The sixth sentence was recorded in John 19:30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
第七句话记在路加福音二十三章四十六节。耶稣大声喊着说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在 你手里，说了这话，气就断了。
The last sentence was recorded in Luke 23:46. Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said that, he breathed his last.
好，我们都看过这七句话了。耶稣在十字架上说的这七句话是在告诉，在教导我们什么呢？
Now we finished reading the seven sentences. Jesus said these on the cross. What did he want to teach us?
我们今天时间很短了，我们不能把这七句话的奥秘我们详细的分析，所以我们就在此不再讨论这七句话的神学论述，我们只用我们的心来体会一下神的心。
Our time is very short today, so we cannot research in full details about the mystery of the seven sentences. Therefore, we won't discuss these from the theological points. Let's just try to understand it with our hearts.
以赛亚书53:17记载着说，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛人的手下无声，他也这样不开口。
In Isaiah 43:7 it is said he was opposed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
父神把他的独生爱子主耶稣基督赐给我们，把他当祭司的羊羔为我们的罪钉在十字架上，当时的人知道吗？
Lord, Father gave his son, his only beloved son to us, like a lamb on the altar. Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sin. Do you think people at that time know this?
当主耶稣在十字架上受苦的时候，他头往下看，他看到兵丁们沾阄分他的衣服，他听到犹太人讥笑他说，你这拆毁圣殿三日又要建造起来的，可以救自己吗？如果是神的儿子，就从十字架上面下来吧。
While the Lord Jesus Christ endured the pain on the cross, he watched the governor's soldiers casting lots and dividing his clothes. He heard the Jews mocked him. In Matthew, it is said,You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God.
祭司长和文士们也戏弄他说，他救了别人，不能救自己。他是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。他倚靠神。神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他曾说，我是神的儿子。
The teachers of laws and the elders mocked him too. They said, he saved others, but he can't save himself. He's the king of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, I am the Son of God.
我们现在，我们安静一下，我们来想一下，主耶稣当时他的心里想的是什么呢？
Now, let's think for a moment. At that time, what did Jesus feel about in his heart?
大家都应该记得，主耶稣在被捕以前，在哥西马尼园的祷告。
You may remember the prayers from the Lord in Gethsemane before he was arrested.
耶稣他先为自己祷告，求父神荣耀他，使他也能荣耀父神。
He prayed for himself first. He prayed that Father glorifies him, and him glorify the Father.
耶稣在为他的门徒祷告，求 护使门徒能够合一，保守门徒脱离恶者，能分别为圣。
He then prayed for his disciples. He prayed that they would be one, and Father protect the disciples from the evil one, and to sanctify them.
耶稣最后为所有的信徒们祷告，求父神保守信徒们能在主的爱里合而为一，能够相信耶稣是基督，信徒们能够了解主在哪里，信徒就应该在哪里。
At last, Jesus prayed for all the believers. He prayed that all of them may be one, and that they know God sent him, that God's love be with them, and Jesus himself are in them.
主在客西马尼园并没有为世人祷告，但主在十架上，在世人的讥笑中，却开口为世人祷告说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
When the Lord was in Gethsemane, he didn't pray for the world. However, when he was on the cross under the mocks of the world, he prayed for them. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
在这里让我想起了腓立比书第二章第五到十一节说，你们当以基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的式样。既有人的式样，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣基督的名，无不屈膝。无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
That make me think of Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage.Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
如果我们能以基督的心为心，为我们的祷告，我们的祷告必受神的喜悦跟回应。
If we all have the same mindset as Jesus Christ, our prayers will be pleased.By God and be answered by Him.
感谢神啊！当时跟耶稣同钉十字架的两个强盗的其中一个，他悔改信主了。
Thanks be to the Lord. One of the criminals who were crucified with Jesus repented and believed.
他说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
He said, "Jesus, remember me when you come to your kingdom."
感谢主啊，忧伤痛悔的心啊，他必不轻看。
Thanks be to the Lord, a broken and a contrite heart, you God will not despise.
耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。”
Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
主耶稣虽然被钉在十字架上。正忍受着极大的痛苦，但是他还是神啊，还是有神独特的赦罪的权柄，还是对他的旁边的强盗说：“不必等到我得狗的那日，今日你就必与我同在乐园里。”
Although Jesus was hung on the cross and endured tremendous pain, he was still God. He still had the authority to forgive sins. He said to the criminal by his side, "You do not need to wait."Today, you will be with me in paradise.
大家还记得路加福音第二章里面有描写一位名叫西面的，他是一个又公义又虔诚，时常盼望以色列的安慰者来到的人。
Do you still remember in Luke 2, there was a man named Simeon? He was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel all the time.
在路加福音第二章34到35节说，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立，是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Luke chapter 2 verse 34 and 35. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against.So that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.
主耶稣当时在十字架上看到那被心被刺透的母亲站在十字架底下，主的心是何等的痛。
When the Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross, he saw his mother whose heart was pierced by a sword. She was standing below the cross.How painful his heart could be.
主耶稣当时所能做的，只能够用肯定的口气，对他的母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”也对站在旁边的使徒约翰说：“看你的母亲。”把他的母亲托给使徒约翰。
So at that time, what Jesus could do was to tell his mother.He said to her, and pointing to his disciple, he said, Woman, this is your son. And to his disciple, he said, Here is your mother.
当主耶稣把他的母亲托给约翰以后，主在十字架上已经大概有六个小时了，他非常的痛苦，他需要跟他的父神交通，但他发现那个交通的管道断了。这使得耶稣他非常的惊恐，他就大声喊着说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
After he had entrusted his mother to John, he had been on the cross for about 6 hours. It was very painful. Jesus needed to communicate with the Father. However, the channel of such communication was broken.He cried, My Lord, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这句话很难解经啊。马丁路德说，神怎么会离弃神？这实在令人想不通。
The sentence is hard to understand. Martin Luther once said, How could God forsake God? This is hard to understand.
这句话是来自诗篇22篇，今天我们没有办法把这诗篇整个看完，我们就看诗篇22篇的第一节。
This sentence is coming from Psalm 22. Let's just look at verse 1.
诗篇22篇第一节说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀哼的言语。
Psalm 22, verse 1. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish?
我们再来看一下马太福音说，以利以利拉玛撒巴各大尼，这是希伯来话。
Let's take a look at this sentence in Matthew. It says, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? It was spoken in Hebrew.
马可福音说，以罗伊以罗伊拉玛撒巴哥大尼，这是亚兰文。
In Mark, the same sentence, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me, was spoken in Aramaic.
然后这两本福音书又把这希伯来文亚兰文翻成希腊文说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
They were both translated into Greek and you were recorded in both books. In Greek, it says, my God, why have you forsaken me?
圣经里这样的用意啊，我们要很小心的来体会当时的情况。
We need to work very hard to try to understand and relate to that situation back in that moment.
主耶稣大声的喊着说，就是要大家都听清楚。
Lord Jesus cried it so loud, so that everyone can hear it very clearly.
那圣经用希伯来文、用亚兰文、用希腊文这三种语言记载着，所以每个人都可以看得懂，不要轻易的下结论。
The scripture recorded this sentence in three languages, so that everyone should understand it, and so that they should not to rush to the wrong conclusion.
我们刚刚看过主耶稣的母亲玛利亚，她在十字架下的心是被刀刺透。请问，这时候那充满天地万有的父神，他的心又如何呢？
We just saw that Mary, below the cross, her heart was pierced. Let me ask you this. What about God Father? He is present everywhere. How did he feel?
以赛亚书五十三章第四节说，耶和华定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
In Isaiah 53:10, it is said, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering of sin, he will see his offering and prolong his day.
Oh, 神啊，我终于了解你有多爱我们了。
My Lord, finally I understand how much you love us.
在我们还做罪人的时候，他就为我们忍受了极大的痛苦，把他的独生爱子当赎罪的羔羊钉在十字架上，并且他爱子的呼求，他没有救他，也没有听他痛苦的言语，从开始到结束。我们的父神都没有说一句话。
When we are still sinners, God endured tremendous pain. He gave his one and only son as a suffering of sin. He didn't save his son when the son called out for the help. He didn't listen to the words in such pain. He didn't say anything from the beginning to the end.
以赛亚书四十九章十四节说：“锡安，耶和华离弃了我，主忘了我。”
Isaiah 49:15, but Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me; the Lord has forgotten me."
神却回答说：“妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴儿，不怜惜她所生的儿子？既有后有忘记的。”我却不忘记你。
God replied, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast, and have no companion on the child he has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you."
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
神啊，神啊。你定义将你的儿子压伤。你在我们当罪人的时候，就为我们准备了这一切的恩典。神，我们却常常的忘记你。神，我们求你原谅我们，赦免我们，因为有时候我们软弱了，有时候我们真的跌倒了。求神你的手亲自的扶起我们。求主耶稣基督的恩惠常跟我们同在，感谢祈求奉耶稣基督的名，啊。
My God, when we were still sinners, you gave us your Son. That's so much grace. May your words be with us, lead with us, forgive our weakness. May us be like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.